Willie Nelson is most prominent these days in a funny commercial spoofing his problems with the IRS. But Fresh Air rock critic Ken Tucker says there's another reason you should be paying attention to the veteran country performer. It's the release of Crazy, the Demo Sessions, a collection of songs Nelson wrote and recorded between 1960 and 1966, in the hope of selling them to the big country stars of the time. Ken says these demos are works of art themselves.
Just watch the sunrise on the other side of town. Once more I've waited, and once more you've let me down. This would be a perfect time for me to die. I'd like to take this opportunity to cry. You gave your word.
Willie Nelson, strumming his own guitar, is recorded in 1961 on one track of a two-track stereo machine, singing a tune he wrote so artful in its verbal adroitness, so utter in its despair, that I still find it impossible to believe that this song never became a hit. Opportunity to Cry, starting with the country music penchant for twisting a cliché to create ironic poignance, dives deeply. By mid-song, Nelson's narrator is wondering whether he should kill himself or the lover he's singing to. Here's a different variation on this theme.
The sun just went behind the clouds. There's darkness all around me now. I've just destroyed the world I'm living in. I broke her heart so many times, and now I've finally broken mine. And I've just destroyed the world I'm living in. What made me...
A chunk of apocalyptic country, that's I've Just Destroyed the World, co-written with singer Ray Price, that went to number 12 on the country charts in 1962. Willie Nelson was 29, married with three kids, and part of Price's band, the Cherokee Cowboys, playing guitar and singing backup. He was churning out songs for a Nashville publishing company called Pamper Music and recording demos, demonstration recordings intended to entice buyers and never intended for commercial release. One such demo, made with a small band that included Jimmy Day on steel guitar, found its way to Patsy Cline.
Crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry.
Crazy became one of Patsy Cline's signature hits, but even with this success, Nelson had a lot of trouble launching his own recording career. A Texan who'd grown up emulating the Western swing rhythms of Bob Wills and the conversational art of Frank Sinatra, Nelson's deadpan tone, the way his phrasing stayed just behind the beat, was too offbeat for Nashville. He made a lot of albums that smothered his voice with chirpy backup singers and swelling string sections. He wouldn't make his commercial breakthrough until 1975, when Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, from his album Redheaded Stranger, went to number one. But 14 years earlier, he was cutting great stuff like this, Things to Remember, recorded soon after by his pal Farron Young, but not superior to Willie's demo version.
I've cried so much lately that I made out a list. Things to remember, things to forget,
but my mind can't separate joy from regret. I always remember the things to forget, things to remember. The day that we met, the day that we parted, things to forget. Well, why won't my heart let me do it this way? Well, just things to remember today.
On so many songs here, Willie Nelson sounds like a man who would break down in pathetic, racked sobs if he didn't maintain an air of stoic impassivity. No one since Hank Williams wrote and recorded songs of comparable self-laceration, guilt, and romantic cruelty. How lucky we are to be able to hear how miserable Willie Nelson could imagine himself to be.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Willie Nelson, Crazy, the demo sessions on Sugar Hill Records.